Fairbanks is getting closer to seeing a downtown food co-op. The member-owned community market may benefit from a low-interest loan from a new economic development loan fund being established by Golden Valley Electric. The utility has applied for a $300,000 United States Department of Agriculture grant and is kicking in $60,000 of its own money to establish the fund. GVEA President and CEO Brian Newton says helping the food co-op fits in with the utility's mission.
Seven cooperative principles say two things. One, we have concern for the community, which this project would help in do that because of the economic development. It also says that we should foster cooperative forms of business. And so again, this is a cooperative form of business, so it aligns very well with Golden Valley's mission.
Newton says if Golden Valley gets the grant, it will be the first utility to set up an economic development loan program in Alaska, but he says such funds are common among utilities in the lower 48. The dollars GVEA is contributing will come from unclaimed capital credits of former members. The Fairbanks Community Cooperative Market has been in the works for several years. The plan is for a member-owned store that sells organic and whole foods, including local produce. Co-op Market Project Manager Mary Christensen says the $360,000 loan from GVEA will represent about a third of what's needed to open the store. She says combined with a bank loan and member support, finances are looking good.
All the pieces of the financing are going to come together and we're going to get this store open. We have close to $400,000 in the bank from member loans and membership equity, but we don't want to use those funds irresponsibly. We want to wait until all the funds for the project are secure, and then we call the project a go.
The Fairbanks Community Market has secured an option to lease a portion of the old Foodland supermarket building downtown. Christensen says the total $1.2 million startup budget will cover renovation of the 6,000 square foot store space, equipment, inventory, and hiring a general manager. She says things will be on hold until Golden Valley hears back on the USDA grant this fall, but renovation work will begin as soon as the money is secured. She says that would set the co-op market up for opening sometime between January and April 2012.